USA Radio News.
Early this morning, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump greeted the three Americans as they flew into Joint Base Andrews outside the U.S. Capitol less than 24 hours after they were released from North Korea. Also on that plane was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert talked about what was discussed between Pompeo and Kim Jong-un.
We also say to North Korea, you can have a brighter future. And that's one of the things that Secretary Pompeo discussed with them. You have the ability. It is in your control, Kim Jong-un, to bring economic change and economic reforms and bring an open society to North Korea.
President Trump also said earlier today in a tweet that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would take place June 12th. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up 196 points to close the day at 24,739. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
More than 4 in 10 Americans think the news media's coverage of President Donald Trump is too critical, a level of dissatisfaction that has remained remarkably consistent since President Trump took office. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas joined Fox and Friends and said there seems to be a pretty big disconnect between the news media and his constituents.
Most of the media, they're just out of their mind. They have what I call Trump derangement syndrome, where all they can do is attack the president all day long on the scandal of the day. I got to tell you, I think most Texans are really tired of it. When I go home, nobody asks about the latest scandal of the day and whatever the talking heads are lighting their hair on fire about. People are excited about tax cuts, about regulations being lifted, about jobs growing.
Gas prices in California reached $4 a gallon this week. Now, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $2.81. That's up from $2.34 last year at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We're still hearing reaction to President Donald Trump saying earlier this week that the United States would leave the Iran nuclear deal. This time it's from former Vice President Dick Cheney. He joined Fox Business and believes Iran is going to do what they're going to do.
I think the Iranians are going to do what the Iranians are going to do, and we need to be on our guard and working with our friends. One of the reasons I disagreed with the original deal with the Iranians was that it looked to me like what the Obama administration was doing was sort of shifting their emphasis in the Middle East from our traditional allies, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, to the Iranians. And the Iranians ended up sort of the big dog on the block, primarily because that appeared to be what President Obama wanted to have happen. And when he went in and negotiated that nuclear deal with the Iranians, I always felt it was very much a part of that pattern, sort of shifting the U.S. emphasis in that part of the world. Now, you could argue about whether or not that's what he intended. That's what our friends there believe happened. The Saudis, the Egyptians, the Emirates, people who've traditionally been with us in all kinds of crises and Desert Storm and so forth, they all felt like their traditional relationship with the United States had been kicked out in favor of a growing relationship between the United States and Iran. Certainly, we don't want to pursue that long term.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.